දවිසවින්ද්‍රාණි කිරියල්ල මන්ත්‍රීතුමිය ඔබතුමියට විනාඩි 12ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable Deputy Chairman of Committees, first of all, I would like to thank you for giving me the time to express my views in this very important debate of the Ministry of Justice, which has approximately 24 institutions under its purview. And also, the Ministry of Justice plays a crucial role in the country by ensuring fair and impartial administration of justice and upholding the rule of law. William E. Gladstone, a former British Prime Minister in the late 1800s, famously said, "Justice delayed is justice denied." I think our Honourable Justice Minister also mentioned this in his speech. This legal maxim means if legal redress or equitable relief available to a litigant is not forthcoming, then it is the same as there not being a remedy at all. If you look at the position in Sri Lanka, I think we would all agree that there are so many delays in our legal system, which has a huge social impact on the lives and the livelihoods of our people. Sometimes people have to wait for generations to get an answer or basically get some sort of redress from the judicial system. In a research done by the Judicial Services Commission, approximately 1.1 million cases is in a state of delay. In the Supreme Court, there's 5,600 cases, Court of Appeal, 6,100 cases, Civil Appellate Court, 28,000, High Courts, 254,000, and in the Magistrates Court, 791,000. The Honourable Minister of Justice also mentioned in his opening speech about the delays in our legal system. And as I said, this definitely has a huge impact, social impact, on the accused, the defendant, and all the parties concerned, because most often, although a person until proven guilty is deemed innocent, most people, especially if they are accused of serious crimes, they often have to lose their jobs. They have hardships in relation to their personal relationships, and also the huge cost incurred by both accused as well as the aggrieved party is immense. So therefore, like I said before, we have to take steps to basically fasten the system, because so many people have discussed about the law's delays, successive governments, but there has not been any affirmative action with regard. So not only the social impact, but it also has an impact on the foreign investments which come into the country. Again, our Honourable Minister of Justice mentioned it in his speech. Usually any foreign investor, before they invest into a country, when they carry out their due diligence, when they carry out their market research, they look into the World Bank's ease of doing business index. So when you look at that, Sri Lanka is very low in this index, mainly because the period taken for contract enforcement is very long. Just to give you an example, Sri Lanka, it takes approximately 3.5 years to enforce a contract. Sri Lanka stands at 164 out of 190 countries. When you compare this with New Zealand, which tops the list, New Zealand, it takes only 6 months for a contract to be enforced. So basically, if Sri Lanka, if we want more investors to come into our country, we definitely need to speed up our judicial process so that it is an incentive for the foreign investors to come into Sri Lanka and invest. So how can we speed up the process? I would like to recommend a few points especially since the Minister of Justice has just arrived to the chamber as well. One suggestion is to create an administrative tribunal, because we know in the Supreme Court there's a lot of fundamental right actions with regards to teacher transfers, school admissions. A lot of administrative court time is used basically for these sort of matters. So I would like to suggest the administrative tribunal, so that and these courts can be armed by retired judges, because we know in Sri Lanka the retirement age for judges is 65 years. So there's definitely another 10 to 15 years where they can provide a service to our judicial system, and also maybe have it on a regional basis, so that the cases which come to the Supreme Court is somewhat minimized. And again, another suggestion is the digitization of the judicial system. And again, this was spoken by the Honourable Minister, again, Honourable Ajit P. Pereira, Member of Parliament, about the digitization of the judicial system. Now, I know in 2017, the ICTA, together with the Minister of Justice, embarked on a court automation project, and subsequently, several steps were taken to digitize this judicial process, but I don't think it has been successfully done. For example, in the Kandy courts, there was in the High Court number one, they have a TV, but that's all. There's no system to have any electronic virtual courtroom. So I would request the Honourable Minister to look into that. And when I talk of digitization, it's not only to have virtual court hearings. We must look at digitizing also the registration process. So for example, the submission of documents, payment of court fees, because we know in Sri Lanka, usually if you take a 100-page document, and if there's a bench of five judges, we need to take five copies of all those documents. And also, depending on the number of accused petitioners, we need to have more printing done. So this also will reduce the cost of litigation, at the same time speed up our process. So I think the Honourable Minister mentioned about this matter earlier as well. Another point I would like to talk about is empowering judges to order realistic costs. As you know, at the moment, in our legal system, judges don't seem to award high costs. And as a result, we see a lot of frivolous actions being instituted against people. So if we have some sort of guidelines, especially maybe updating the relevant gazettes so that the judges can in fact award higher costs, which would also help us speed up our process. As a Member of Parliament representing the Kandy district, I would like to talk about a few matters which pertain to the Kandy bar. So basically, the Kandy Courts complex, which was built in the year 2000, my father, who was a Member of Parliament at the time, together with Honourable G.L. Pieris, they basically, at the request of my father, built this court complex in the early 2000s. So now actually it's about 25 years since this has been built, and a lot of repairs are needed to upkeep this courthouse. So I would request the Honourable Minister to visit the Kandy courthouse in the near future, and maybe we can look at how we can improve our Kandy court complex. And at the same time, the Kandy Bar is the second largest bar association in Sri Lanka. We have about approximately 1,000 lawyers in the Kandy Bar. However, there are only 129 officers for the lawyers. And during the previous government, a cabinet approval was given to construct a new office
office for the lawyers.
So it's actually at the very last stage, a UDA property was allocated for this purpose to build a further 129 officers. So I would request the Honourable Minister to help us in the process, because the lawyers are willing to use their own funds and contribute towards the building. But the only problem is the cost per lawyer is 3.5 million. So they would like to be given about 5 to 10 years to pay this amount, because, as you know, these will be given to new young lawyers, and 3.5 million is a large sum of money, especially for people in the outstation bar. So I would request you to consider giving at least a period of 5 to 10 years for these lawyers to pay this amount back to the government. Also, just one more matter. Usually commercial matters which are over 50 million are referred to the Colombo Commercial High Court. I would request again from the Honourable Minister, I think you will definitely agree with me, because we are both members of the Honourable Society of Lincoln's Inn, that maybe a part-time commercial high court is instituted to hear matters which are over 50 million in the so that it's easier for the candy lawyers. Otherwise, they have to come all the way to Colombo to hear these cases. So I would finally like to wish Honourable Harshana Nanayakkara the best, and we would like to extend our assistance to basically solve the legal issues which we have to face in Sri Lanka. Thank you.
Garu Sri Garu Harshana Nanayakkara Amathuma.
Honourable MP, Madam, now the Gaul lawyers matter I have attended to, two groups of lawyers came. It's UDA land, so I assisted. But however, if things are not being solved, please ask them and lead them to me. I will attend to the matter. I fully understand. And also, you'll be happy to note that we have started the court digitalization, rapid digitalization program. And as I said, Justice Arjuna Bensekar's committee is considering it. And one of the model courts we are going to use for that purpose will be the Kandy one. So you should be getting the digitalization a little earlier than the rest of the country. So we'll be attending. Thank you very much.